Well, good morning, y'all. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House this Saturday morning in the great state of Arizona. Here this morning with Jim Paxson. Many of you know Jim as the victor, the commander, the general who won the fight against the Rodeo Chetiskai fire 15 years ago?
14, yeah. 14? Me and 4,500 firefighters. Yeah.
You kept us informed.
That was my primary job. There were a lot of command that were above me, and, of course, the folks out on their ground getting dirty and sweaty and hot. The firefighters on the ground are the ones that put the fire out.
Well, watching your evening news updates by the every evening news was sure an exciting part of watching the ongoing battle that y'all had.
Because that was such a historic event for Arizona, you know, it's etched in the memory of everybody that was here and some that came later. But it really is something that has a life of its own, Rosie. It,
absolutely. Love your book on it, by the way.
Thank you.
We're here talking about your current position now, Special Assistant to the Director at Arizona Game and Fish Department. We're talking about some things y'all are doing, in particular down in the southeast corner of the state, where this month we're highlighting Cochise County. Tell me a little bit about this Malpai Borderlands group. What do y'all got going on with them?
You know, it's a coalition of groups. Those counties down there are very small and have limited funds, limited manpower. So we try to work with them and use the tools of leverage of community. You know, the Forest Service and the BLM and the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Border Patrol are all part of this coalition. But so are ranchers, the hummingbird folks, the bed and breakfast folks, the wineries. The folks who want to be involved, ranchers are a big key to this because they own so much of the land that's non-federal, and it's working to improve the situation primarily for water, for the grass that we grow, and for wildlife.
Absolutely. Now, how long have they been around? Who put this group together?
You know, I don't know who put it together, but I think they've been there since the middle 80s.
They have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And they're very active. I think they meet quarterly. They have an agenda. They go through things. They actually seek grants and dole out money for projects. It's a great community where people can come to the table and attack issues instead of fuss with each other. It's where can we agree and where can we go forward? And to me, Rosie, that's a model of good government.
I'm gonna have to get familiar with them because I sure would like to know what their position is for this master plan community they're planning on putting down there that I think is capable of housing 10,000 or 15,000 people.
Wow!
And I think Cochise County is the only county in Arizona with a falling water table right now. I've got some good friends in a pistachio and grape farm just east of the little town of Cochise, and then Romy has some good friends out in Sulphur Springs Valley. Everybody's having to drop their well another 800 to 1,000 feet.
Wow, that's foreboding, isn't it?
It is. Switching to grapes helps because it uses so much less water than some of the other crops they've historically grown down there.
But then you're going to put 10,000 people in on top of that?
And the master plan developer is actually petitioning a state legislature and the state real estate board. And I don't know a lot about this, but they're actually petitioning. There is a law right now before a master plan community can be approved for sale in Arizona. They have to approve a 100-year supply of water. And this developer is trying to get that overturned.
Oh.
So that he can get the master plan community platted and ready for sale. So
I would certainly like to see how people in the past and builders have proven 100 years. How do you prove 100 year anything?
I've never seen one of the
especially water.
I've never seen one of those reports, Romy, so I don't know. I'd like to get a hold of them and just see for sure. Mike, you found that video we were looking for?
Yeah, it was about as easy. Just Googled exactly what you said, or actually just went to YouTube and said ultralight flying with geese, and it popped up immediately. And it's the little side view camera off of his ultralight flight going right along with him. It's really neat.
And you said he was trying to train those geese?
Yeah, I think he had adopted them somehow, and he was actually trying to teach them their own flight pattern, where to go. And that's, you know, and Jim was talking more in detail, I think, you know, going to the campsites and everything like that. It was really neat.
Yeah, when the geese puts down in the evening and go into an agriculture field, he's got that plotted out, and I believe it's his wife has the chase wagon, and he goes down with the geese, and she shows up with supper and whatever they need, and then when the geese take off in the morning, he's with them to leave. So it's a many day trip from where they are to their wintering grounds, and there is a documentary on it, and boy, that's fun to watch. I watched it with a couple of my grandkids a few years ago, and I'd like to go back and see it again.
Jim, one of the funniest family stories we have from the farm down in Louisiana is we were down there one winter, and about a whole group of federal fish and game officers pulled onto our property. It was like probably six vehicles. And the first thing I looked at my dad, we were down there vacation together, I said, "Where's Uncle Charlie?" Who knows where Uncle Charlie is? And it ends up we went over and visited with him. They had been following this mallard hen.
Huh.
She was nesting, feeding on our property, and flying 300 miles north every night.
Wow.
She was covering 600 miles a day.
Amazing. Just to eat?
Just to eat and sleep. I had no idea they had that kind of range.
My commute doesn't sound so bad now, does
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. Right, right, right. Oh. Hey, Tempe Town Lake is just finishing their dam construction. We're going to be restocking that. I want to talk about that in a minute. We're also going to be talking about these summer camps that y'all are going to have for the first time this summer for the youth of Arizona to get experience the outdoors. I want to congratulate you and the department on pulling off a fabulous Game and Fish Wildlife Expo at the Ben Avery Shooting Range. What was that, 3 weekends ago? Four weekends ago?
First 2 days of April, yep.
And what was your attendance, 50,000?
We had 46,500 total, including the Friday school day.
This is y'all's 11th or 12th year?
It's the 11th, yep.
And you had a few more students than you thought?
There's been difficult to get schools there the past couple of years because of their fund limitation and restrictions on buses and diesel and counselors and so... We didn't know what you had coming. We had two school buses signed up and 16 showed up.
I'm glad we weren't there that day.
Smashing success, introducing young families and young Arizonans to the great outdoors. More with Jim Paxton right after Bottom of the News update.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.